Sarah and the dragon reached the clearing where Sarah had first spotted the sorceress and found her waiting for them, with an evil smirk on her face. Sarah ducked down behind the dragon's wings before the sorceress could spot her. "Well, well, well, what do we have here?" the sorceress pondered. "The queen returning for her crown. How quaint. Well, you won't be getting that anytime soon." "I beg to differ," said the true queen. "Now, Sarah!" Sarah jumped down from the dragon's back, landing right behind the sorceress. Loosing an arrow at the sorceress, Sarah watched as it sank into the sorceress's shoulder. As the sorceress doubled over, screeching, the queen shot a plume of fire at her. When the flames cleared, there was nothing left but a pile of ashes. Sarah stood there, too shocked to move for a second, then turned to the dragon and gasped. Where the dragon had been standing, there was now a beautiful fairy with a crown atop her fair head. "Your Majesty," Sarah stuttered. "Oh, child," said the queen, laughing, "it's still me." Sarah smiled, glad to see that the queen had only changed in appearance.